Life's a Little Weird, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Dating Shunwei is weird, Jiaolan decides at some point. He's never really thought of himself as the dating type, but Shunwei is certainly proving that wrong, because Jiaolan loves every moment he spends with Shunwei. But that's not really the weird thing about it. No, the weird thing is that no matter how much Jiaolan tries to see it, and he can't quite stop trying to, there's nothing at all about Shunwei that hints at the fact that he also happens to enjoy illegal fights. And Jiaolan doesn't mean enjoy them as in he likes to go watch them. No, he very much means that Shunwei likes taking part in them. If Jiaolan hadn't seen it, he never would have guessed. Shunwei is a teacher and a researcher at Dragon City University, in a subject that goes way over Jiaolan's head whenever Shunwei talks about it. He still asks about it sometimes, because Shunwei gets this whole excited gleam in his eyes, his voice growing animated as he explains something or other about science. And then, usually after a while, Jiaolan has to interrupt him by leaning in and kissing him. Because it's ridiculously hot, and also kind of cute, and apparently Jiaolan likes them nerdy and hot. Oh, he just likes Shunwei. He probably just really likes Shunwei. Shunwei lives in the teacher's dorm, and well, that's definitely the opposite of private, so they spend most of their time together at Jiaolan's crappy little apartment. Jiaolan had tried to think of other things to do, you know, dating stuff, movies and restaurants and walks in the park and whatever else you do with someone you're dating. It was all nice, and he definitely enjoyed every moment with Shunwei, but it turns out that they both kind of like quiet evenings at home, actually. He really hadn't wanted to take Shunwei to his apartment, because Jiaolan really likes Shunwei and kind of wants to keep him around, and showing someone Jiaolan's home has never been very helpful when it comes to keeping them around. Jiaolan is a slob, and sort of almost a tiny bit proud of that. But yeah, it's not the sort of thing you want to show your very new, absolutely wonderful and definitely very tidy boyfriend. But it turns out sort of okay, because Shunwei takes one look at the utter mess that is Jiaolan's home, sighs quietly and gives Jiaolan a slightly exasperated and still kind of fond look. Then he makes Jiaolan sit on the bed. There's not enough room for both a bed and a couch, with all the other stuff, and the bed had seemed more important, and proceeds to thoroughly clean the entire place. Jiaolan should probably be offended, or bored. But watching Shunwei cleaning, his suit jacket off, his sleeves rolled up and those sleeve garters that he definitely doesn't actually need hugging his biceps, well, Jiaolan is definitely not bored. He's maybe slightly offended that he's not allowed to get off the bed, until Shunwei is changing the sheets. And then he isn't even allowed to pull him into the brand new clean sheets. Where did Shunwei even find them? They should at least try them out. But he gets a kiss anyway, so that's something. You have a cat? Shunwei asks him, once the kiss is over and the bed is all neatly made. Jiaolan still very much wants to mess up those sheets. The random cat stuff scattered in with all the mess Shunwei had just spent a good while cleaning was probably a hint. Yeah, sort of, Jiaolan agrees. Then he shrugs and gives Shunwei a lopsided smile. He kind of comes and goes as he wishes. He's not entirely sure how else to explain Da Qing. He really needs to remember to mention to Da Qing that he better stay cat-shaped when he's at home, in case Shunwei happens to be over. Shunwei seems to think this is the natural way of cats, and doesn't say anything about it. And then Jiaolan is dragged out grocery shopping with Shunwei, because there's absolutely nothing to eat in his home. They end up buying a whole lot of stuff that Jiaolan has no idea what to do with, because he really doesn't know how to tell Shunwei no when he's all excited. Jiaolan didn't know people got excited over groceries. Well, not loudly excited, but there's that glimmer of excitement in Shunwei's eyes that tells him that Shunwei really likes groceries. It turns out that Shunwei is an amazing cook, and Jiaolan wants to ask him to move in. But it's a tiny, crappy apartment, and Jiaolan probably needs to save up for something better before asking Shen Wei to move into it. Maybe something a lot closer to the university, so it'll be easier for Shen Wei. But he does ask Shen Wei to stay the night, and he does get to try out those fresh new sheets after all. They're really nice sheets, and Shen Wei insists on putting down a towel first, because apparently they were the only clean sheets Jiaolan has, and they won't have anything else to change them for if they mess them up. And well, he doesn't actually want Shen Wei to have to sleep in dirty sheets, even if they might both enjoy dirtying them quite a lot. Shen Wei ends up spending a lot of nights after that, whenever Jiaolan isn't working. He never even complains when he has to get up ridiculously early just so he can get to work on time. It means Jiaolan, whose trip to work is a lot shorter, usually wakes up in bed alone with breakfast waiting for him and Shen Wei already gone. He does insist on Shen Wei waking him enough to give him a goodbye kiss at least before leaving. Shen Wei tries to argue that Jiaolan needs the sleep, but he doesn't really argue that hard. Da Qing loves having Shen Wei over, probably because of all the food. "You're going to end up getting even fatter, damn cat," Jiaolan tells Da Qing when he's very blatantly begging for food from Shen Wei while he's busy cooking. Da Qing glares balefully at Jiaolan and then ignores him in favor of Shen Wei. Jiaolan can't even blame him. He does blame Da Qing when Shen Wei gives him a reproachful look, just before clearly giving Da Qing more food. Jiaolan isn't allowed to steal anything while Shen Wei is cooking. It's entirely unfair that Da Qing gets away with it, just because he's a cat. "Will you give me something if I beg to?" Jiaolan asks, waggling his eyebrows. Shen Wei glances over at him, a faint flush high on his cheekbones, and oh, Jiaolan definitely made him think of something dirty. Jiaolan wanders a bit closer. It's a very tiny apartment. He only needs to take a few steps. And hugs Shen Wei from behind. "I can beg very nicely," Jiaolan whispers against his ear. Shen Wei makes a small exasperated noise and pushes Jiaolan away, very gently. "Later," he says, and then blushes a bit more. Oh, Jiaolan will definitely hold him to that. He really wants to know what Shen Wei is thinking, to blush like that. Jiaolan loves having Shen Wei around. He sort of, probably, kind of loves Shen Wei. He really means to tell Shen Wei that one of these days. And even so, he still very much doesn't get why Shen Wei on certain days will get that look in his eyes that Jiaolan knows means he's itching for a fight. An actual, real fight with fists and whatnot, the kind that leaves you sweaty and bleeding. Jiaolan goes with him sometimes, just to watch. Shen Wei is gorgeous as he takes down every opponent, beautiful and vicious and fucking perfect. Then, afterwards, when he's done with the fighting and there's this satisfied look in his eyes, he lets Jiaolan fret over him without complaining. Just like Jiaolan doesn't complain when Shen Wei gets worried about his line of work. He's pretty sure there are days when Shen Wei goes to fight and Jiaolan never knows about it at all. After all, he's always all cleaned up afterwards, with nothing left to show for it. There's usually not even bruises left. And yeah, Jiaolan realizes that's kind of suspicious, but he's not going to ask, because he can wait for Shen Wei to tell him. It's not the kind of thing Jiaolan is supposed to know about anyway. He'll just make sure Shen Wei knows he can trust Jiaolan with this too. But there are scars on Shen Wei's body, mostly very faint ones. But also some long, ugly-looking scars along Shen Wei's side and over his bicep. They look like they went deep. Too deep. Jiaolan hasn't asked about them either, but he can't help but follow those scars with his fingers sometimes. "They were a mistake," Shen Wei says quietly one time. Zhao Yunlan is lazily tracing the, by now, familiar scars. He's feeling pleasantly fucked out and not really up to much right now, but the quiet words make him roll over to his side anyway. He props his head up on one arm so he can look at Shen Wei while he keeps running his fingers over the scars. Shen Wei looks at Zhao Yunlan as he says, "I'll remember not to make the same mistake again." His voice is firm and Zhao Yunlan kind of thinks Shen Wei is angry at himself. Zhao Yunlan stops, just resting his hand against Shen Wei's side, against the raised flesh of the scars. He doesn't say anything for a moment. "Okay," Zhao Yunlan just says in the end. "Yunlan," Shen Wei says helplessly, pleadingly. "I don't ask, do I?" Zhao Yunlan says suddenly. He's not angry, not really. But Shen Wei has no right to sound like that. Like Zhao Yunlan should have reacted differently somehow. Not when Zhao Yunlan lets all of these things go without ever asking. Because he loves Shen Wei, because he trusts Shen Wei, because he really, really wants Shen Wei to feel the same. "I love you, you know," Zhao Yunlan says. And this was definitely not the way he meant to tell Shen Wei, but it's suddenly very important that Shen Wei know that. Shen Wei's breath catches, and he looks at Zhao Yunlan with eyes that are huge and wet and make Zhao Yunlan's heart ache. "And I love you," Shen Wei says softly. Zhao Yunlan thinks his heart skips a beat. He really wants to kiss Shen Wei. Shen Wei's eyes are still glittering with tears. "Ask Yunlan, please," he pleads in a quiet voice. And Zhao Yunlan really doesn't want to keep waiting for Shen Wei to trust him enough. Maybe he already does. "You're Di Xingren, right?" Zhao Yunlan asks. "Yes," Shen Wei answers simply. He looks kind of relieved. "Okay," Zhao Yunlan says and kisses him. A bit later, when he can convince himself to stop kissing Shen Wei, he asks, "Will you marry me?" Shen Wei stares at him with huge eyes and then looks away. I should tell you..." Zhao Yunlan interrupts him with another kiss. "Just answer me first. We can talk about everything else later," he says, because he doesn't think he can bear waiting for Shen Wei to answer, and he's been managing fine not knowing Shen Wei's secrets for a while. "Yes, Yunlan, I'll marry you, of course," Shen Wei says, pressing small kisses against Zhao Yunlan's lips between the words. It's a while before they get to talking about any of the rest. Zhao Yunlan's fiancé is the Black-Cloaked Envoy. Zhao Yunlan doesn't know much about the Black-Cloaked Envoy, but he knows enough to know that that's a huge fucking deal. He wonders if marrying the Black-Cloaked Envoy will give him, like, diplomatic immunity or something. Or will he get some kind of Dixing-related duties? "Can we make it a Dixing ceremony? My dad will hate it," Zhao Yunlan says. "Yunlan," Shen Wei protests, but he looks kind of like he wants to laugh. Zhao Yunlan smiles and kisses Shen Wei again. "We really need to find a bigger place to live. I was thinking somewhere close to the university." Zhao Yunlan is going to get married. It's really fucking weird. He couldn't be happier. The end.